A reading from the book of Ecclesiasticus. In a shaken sieve, the rubbish is left behind. So too the defects of a man appear in his talk. The kiln tests the work of a potter, the test of a man in his conversation. The orchard where the tree grows is judged on the quality of its fruit. Similarly, a man's words betray what he feels. Do not praise a man before he has spoken, since this is the test of men. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks to be the Lord.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. When this perishable nature has put on imperishability, and when this mortal nature has put on immortality, then the words of Scripture will come true. Death is swallowed up in victory. Death, where is your victory? Death, where is your sting? Now the sting of death is sin. And sin gets its power from the law. So let us thank God for giving us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Never give in then, my dear brothers. Never admit defeat. Keep on working at the Lord's work always, knowing that in the Lord you cannot be laboring in vain. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus told a parable to his disciples. Can one blind man guide another? Surely both will fall into a pit. The disciple is not superior to his teacher. The fully trained disciple will always be like his teacher. Why do you observe the splinter in your brother's eye and never notice the plank in your own? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me take out that splinter that is in your eye," when you cannot see the plank in your own? Hypocrite, take the plank out of your own eye first, and then you will see clearly enough to take out the splinter that is in your brother's eye. There is no sound tree that produces rotten fruit, nor again a rotten tree that produces sound fruit. For every tree can be told by its own fruit. People do not pick figs from thorns, nor gather grapes from brambles. A good man draws what is good from the store of the goodness in his heart. A bad man draws from what is bad from the store of badness. For a man's words flows out of what fills his heart. The Gospel of the Lord. One of Pope Francis' sermons in 2017, he said this: some people use rigidness to cover weakness, sins, and personality flaws, and they use rigidness to rank themselves above others. The Pope is suggesting that people who are rigid about their faith tend to live double lives. On another occasion, the Pope said, concealed by rigidity, there is always something else going on. That's why Jesus in today's gospel uses the word hypocrites. They appear good because they follow the law, but behind there is something that does not make them good. Either they're bad, hypocrites, or they are sick. They suffer, he said. What we know in psychology is that people who are inflexible tend to live with internal conflict between their own internal desires and the values they believe in, or the ideal expectations they have, or that they have acquired through their parents, their culture, or their religion. Moreover, these people are generally, and he's quick to point out, have weaknesses and see weaknesses in others because they themselves desire perfection. The gospel today is a continuation of the Sermon on the Plains that we started 2 weeks ago. with the Beatitudes. Jesus' words are particularly sharp, pointed, but they're very straightforward. In today's language, Jesus' words could be, "How can you get the sawdust out of your brother's eye when you've got an electric tool in your hand?" Jesus is pointing to a very simple truth. I said at the beginning about the plank and the speck and splinter in your brother's eyes. What I'm trying to say is I can't admonish people about their way of life or their sins or behavior unless I myself look into my own heart, look at what I do and my faults. If I don't do that, I'm lying to myself and to others. A very famous, I don't know if I've used it before, but a famous story from the time of Mahatma Gandhi is a lady walked many, many miles with her son to see Mahatma Gandhi. And she said to Gandhi, "Can you please tell my son to stop eating sugar? Because it's bad for him. It's bad for his way of health." And Gandhi said to the lady, after thinking a while, "Come back and see me in 2 weeks." So the lady was a little bit disappointed, but she came back in 2 weeks. And Gandhi said to the boy, "Stop eating sugar. It's bad for you." The lady said to Gandhi, "Why did I have to wait 2 weeks for you to give me a one-sentence answer for my son?" And he said, "I had to go away for 2 weeks and see if I could stop eating sugar before I could advise the boy to do so." And it's true, isn't it? We can't criticize others or ask people to do something if we're not prepared to do it ourselves. Jesus is suggesting that in deeper matters concerning religion and one's spiritual lives, it might not be so easy to correct someone else's behavior if you yourself do not have the correct behavior. We can't appear good by just following the law. We need to deal sometimes with our own internal conflict, the conflict within us, within our own hearts. Jesus again says about the fruit, a tree cannot bear fruit that is not good if it's a good, well-nourished tree. And in the same way, rotten fruit cannot be produced by a well-nourished tree. The main point of the whole gospel is that what we have in our heart and in our minds is what is good, we hope. And the words that come out of our mouth are dictated by what we have in our hearts and minds. A group of youths were discussing religion. There was about 30 of them. between the ages of 19 and 24. And they asked several questions, and they were the why questions. They were quite deep ones, and they were questioning about Catholic faith and tradition. They were not rebellious. They were just searching. Searching for something they were not sure of. They were in doubt. They were looking for affirmation. They were not going away from God, but they may well have been going away from institutionalized religion. They're looking for the religion of the heart. They're fighting against the rigidity of their parents and priests. They're struggling with being authentic to what they have been brought up to believe. I found that very challenging. But if I could advise them, like Gandhi, in order to do that, I have to deepen my own faith in Christ. We're going through synodality at the moment. And it's about listening. Listening to what people say, especially young people that are searching to belong, to be part of. And it goes very well in today's service where we have the youth who are part of our confirmation group, doing all the jobs we normally do in the church. They're searching, they're growing, they're deepening their faith in what they believe, just by a very small gesture. So remember, can you remove the speck that is in your brother's eye? If you haven't the courage to look deeply into your own heart, your own behavior, the things you do, have that courage, have that depth of feeling. Can you do that?